Greetings again, Lenten Pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob here, and it's Monday, 29th day of our Lenten journey together, and it's once more our Lenten daily devotion. Today we turn to the devotional by Joyce Rupp called Jesus, Friend of My Soul. The devotion is called One Who Embodies Light. And the scripture verse is from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12. It says this, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Why did Jesus choose light as a way to describe himself? He could have said, I am the tree, or I am the flow of the river. But instead, he used light. I recall this when I'm sitting in my place of morning prayer with the dawn appearing beyond the wide windows. With the coming of daylight, revelation arrives with a view not perceived in darkness. Warmth reaches the earth with a drawing power that awakens life. Light evokes life. Like a tiny sprout, requiring sunlight for its direction of growth, so does the Christ light draw each person toward the development of their virtues. Not only did Jesus indicate that he was the light, but he urged those who followed him to believe they also radiated divine light. He said, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works." That's from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 and 16. Jesus acknowledged people's inner goodness and counseled them to trust their potential. He offered guidance through parables and other teachings to help bring those qualities to fruition. For some of us, this reality of our being the light of the world requires more faith than does believing that Jesus embodies the fullness of divinity. Yet, he insists that we are light-filled human beings. Each of us is meant to be the kind of radiant presence that evokes life, one that warms the hearts of others with our love. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, light of the world, you illuminate and guide my daily path. In my midnight hours of darkness, you never let go of my trembling hand. May I be a source of your revealing light for others who are seeking to find their way. Today, I radiate Christ's light wherever I am. Amen. Thanks to Joyce Rupp again for that lovely devotion and for all of the words of wisdom she has offered us through this journey together. I hope you were able to find peace and joy yesterday during your Sabbath day, the fifth Sabbath of Lent. We will continue to search for creative and safe ways to bring church to all of you, just as we're doing with these daily devotions. If you have any suggestions or ideas, please text or email me with them. And until tomorrow, may God give you blessings on your life.